This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't tell me how to do it. It sickens me. That's all I'm saying. What's happening? A lot of stuff happened, as a matter of fact. I was just talking to fellas off the air. I didn't tell them the story, but I have interesting walks in the morning. And as I said, when I walk away from the city, you get these nice peaceful walks. But when you walk into downtown, that's where you run into some really interesting things. And that the homeless people tend to all hang out downtown. There's a tunnel that's about, I don't know, half mile from here. And I walked through it this morning. There were 7 people sleeping in the tunnel. I mean, downtown, but yeah, well, you still live downtown, don't you, Tevin?
Yep.
You get like people like sleeping on your balcony, things like that?
No, nobody's sleeping on my balcony that I've had to kick off yet. But hey, yeah,
thank God you haven't spotted me.
there's a handful of people that'll be sleeping outside when you're walking around downtown various areas.
Yeah. That's how it happened. But today was a day brightener for me. Well, first of all, let me talk about yesterday's day brightener. Alex Panovich. Anytime that boy wants to come on, he is more than welcome. I thought he was a tremendous guest. Alex is he's got a new Amazon original series called The Silent Service is out now, and his mission to further the conversation about mental health. I got so many answers, so many questions, so much commentary on Alex on Facebook yesterday. It was unbelievable. They loved him.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
I think it's always good when you get a giant of a man, 6'5", 280 pounds, and there's not a whole hell of a lot of fat on him, I'll tell you that.
No.
It's not like he's got a big gut or anything like that either, but they loved him. So if he wants to come on, I don't care if he wants to come on once a week, he's more than welcome to come on. Really a terrific guest, just a giant of a man who's very caring about other people. You can't do better than that, right?
No,
not at all.
So Alex Panovich, you're welcome to come back anytime you want, Buster Brown. So downtown, I'm walking, and it was a pleasant experience, actually. I saw this guy. He was about 2 blocks away when I first saw him, and he was going, you know how they have the backpacks or they have push carts that are full of garbagey-looking things and all that stuff? Mm-hmm. And as I'm coming up on him, he's looking through all his stuff and all the rest of it. I thought, what the hell, you do what you do. And then all of a sudden, I heard something. I went, boy, that is interesting, because this was like 7:15 in the morning. Right? So the sun was just coming up, as a matter of fact. And as I walk closer, I realize the man's going through his stuff. And I hear, as I get closer, hey, let me tell you something. When I was a kid, he's listening to Rodney Dangerfield. It's 7:15 in the morning. The sun's not even up yet. He's going through his homeless shelter rack or bag or whatever it is, and he's listening to Rodney Dangerfield. Now, a lot of people your age, AJ, don't even know who Rodney Dangerfield is.
Yeah, maybe like they know the name, but I don't know if they like pick him out, or the vice versa, where they're like, I've seen that guy, but they just have no idea who his name is. It's one or the other, I feel like.
Yeah, it used to carry over from generation to generation, but it does not do that anymore. And it's been, what would you say, about 20 years since it stopped? Well, you wouldn't know, AJ, because you're about 19 anyway. So.
Yeah, I just turned 19 yesterday.
You'd be a little too young to remember. How old are you? What are you, like 25 or something?
Turned 27 last month.
27?
27.
Get out.
I know.
You've aged out of the job.
I know. I'm no longer able to be the token young person.
So you're digging through your bag, looking for a pair of underwear that aren't too dirty so you can put them on and all the rest of it. And you're looking for this, you're looking for that. In the background, I walked through in a bar the other day. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you. I was like, how nice that is that he wants to laugh. You guys got a miserable life. For me, it would be miserable. Maybe it's not for him. Maybe he enjoys the freedom, but I would be miserable. But does he sit and whine? And no, he listens to Rodney Dangerfield so he can laugh. I thought that was very honorable, actually. Don't you think?
Yeah, and kind of just a random comedian to listen to.
Right.
Exactly. Hey, he likes the classics. Yeah, what can I say?
Good for him.
He likes the classics. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. So it was quite enjoyable, actually, to tell you the truth. So after, Alex being on the show yesterday and running across a homeless guy who's listening to Rodney Dangerfield at 7:15 in the morning, while he's looking for a dime or a quarter or whatever or something to... One thing, let me ask you guys this, because I notice when I'm out walking that the homeless people hit everybody up for money that's like in front of me, walking in front of me. Like, say they're a block or two ahead and you can see them talking and you know what they're doing, hitting them up for money. No one ever, ever hits me up for money. Do I look like I'm destitute or something? Do I look homeless?
Well, it depends on what do you go walking in, because are you like, how disheveled do you look right away before your walk?
Well, what I have on right now is what I walked in this morning.
Okay.
I mean, it's just a nice shirt and got some,
I was going to say. Maybe if you're shirtless, maybe you're like, okay, he's part
shirtless,
of the crew.
That'd be good. Yeah. Get away from me right now. I can do Jesse. What is he? You guys told me he's doing. What is he doing now, Jesse Ventura?
Tevin, what was that you had this morning?
Oh, Kennedy is nominated, or I guess he's going to announce his nomination for vice president, but it was rumored that he's choosing between Jesse Ventura and Aaron Rodgers.
What a list.
Yep.
What a list.
What a list. So. I'm the vice president, but the important part of my title is the president part. I can just hear him. Not the vice part. It's the president part that's important.
He whispers vice.
Like, exactly.
President.
Like I said, Jesse's family and my family used to be really good friends because we both lived on the same road. We were about a mile and a half, maybe even 2 miles apart, but I had to go by his house every morning on the way to the freeway. And honest to God, just because Dave Hamilton wouldn't let me host Jesse Ventura's celebration party when he won the governor's race, he has not spoken to me since. He just will not talk to me. And it's like, it wasn't my idea. Hamilton wouldn't let me do it, which at the time I should have just said, you know what, Dave, why don't you blow it out your ass? I'm doing it whether you like it or not. But, I try to follow the rules. And that's probably the last rule I ever tried to follow because it ended up burning me in a number of ways. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. Some people are weird.
Because isn't the rule for radio, like if you have one side on, you have to give equal time to the other side as well?
That
I don't know if you have to. I think you used to have to, Tevin, I think. I don't know.
Because I feel like I remember when Mark Rosen was thinking about potentially running, and he was on a radio show, and they were like, well, you couldn't be on anymore because there's some sort of rule where they have to give at least some airtime to, like, his competitors.
How long ago was that?
This must have been maybe 10 years ago.
Oh, he's running for. Did you think about running for governor 10 years ago?
It was. I don't know if he was actually thinking about it, but the shows that he was doing, like, people were kind of trying to make a push, like, oh, Rosie, you should do it. And he, I don't think, ever really gave it a serious thought, but that was just a subject that came up in conversation.
Yeah, I know. I know there's a thing called the fairness doctrine, but what you're talking about, I think, is just the equal time rule, where it's like American radio and television, if they have one candidate on, they have to, like, allot the same amount of time for the other side to come on and do their thing and, like, talk about it.
Yep.
I got some bad news for you.
Fire away.
That actually happened 38 years ago on my morning show. You didn't know that?
The what? The
he ran for governor on Mark Rosen for governor.
Oh, I didn't know he actually ever ran.
I didn't know that either.
Okay.
No.
Absolutely. Well, I don't know if he was on the ticket, but he ran. I will tell you this. The Met Center was still standing back then. So this is 1986. Or 87. I think 86 is when the race would have been. But we decided to run him for governor. You could see Mark Rosen for governor signs on about half the lawns in the Twin Cities. They wanted Rosie to run for governor. It was phenomenal. And people sent in jingles. Like I said, Mark Rosen for governor. They sent in jingles.
Nice.
They sent in pictures. It was phenomenal. And then Passolt ran for governor, too. And I think Rosen, maybe we could look it up, but I think he got tens of thousands of votes for governor, by the way. I don't know if anywhere near 100,000, but somebody told me he got like 20, 30,000 votes or something like that. And Passolt, same thing. We ran him for governor because, of course, as soon as the show got huge, CCO had to pull Rosen off of my show and put him on their show, which was a huge mistake. It was stupid as hell. Well, those people over there, they're incredibly arrogant at that time. Well, they still are, actually. The guy who owns it now is a prick. But what?
I was going to say, Mark Rosen's quote for when he ran, he was like, it was all for a lark. It turned into something that people took more seriously than I ever expected. So, and he credits you and Pat Kessler for the song.
Oh, Pat Kessler.
Yeah.
Really close to me. Pat and I do not get along at all, I will tell you that. I don't know what that was. I got nothing against him, but the guy just can't stand me. I guess, I don't know, whatever. It happens.
I'm looking at a quote. It's from CBS News. Tom Bernard and Rosen had only been together for a few months at KUKRS, but they were already making waves on the morning show. I just didn't want to vote for either guy, Bernard said.
Well, see, there you go. You know what? I got the same deal in the presidency this year. Maybe it's time to run one of you guys for president.
I was going to say, some things never change. Tom still doesn't know who he's going to vote for.
I still do not after 38 years. I still don't know who I want to vote for. Wait a minute. Now, I think this is a very – if there was somebody – see, I guess it can't be one of the hosts of the show or the hosts and the sidekicks or whatever the hell it's called.
Mm-hmm.
But who the hell could we run for? We should run who for governor? Or for president, I mean, not governor, president.
Who's one of the contributors?
That's what I'm thinking of.
Who should we just thrust?
Chris Eggert.
Oh, my God, Chris Eggert.
Well, he can't do it because he's a news guy. And Kristen Burt can't do it because she's a resident. She could run for president.
First female president, Kristen Burt.
That's got a nice ring to it.
I like it.
I think Kristen Burt for president might happen, baby. I think it's a great call because, well, we've only got 8 more months to deal with it. So.
Yeah.
I think, well, we have her on today, and I'm not going to ask her. I'm going to tell her, by the way, you're running for president. I don't know if you know this or not. You know what I mean? We'll get lawn signs up like everybody had. You know Maeslax, the great bar there?
Mm-hmm.
Over, it was on the university and about, 20th, something like that. I don't even remember. I just went there all the time. About every other house surrounding that bar had a Mark Rosen for governor sign on their front lawn. It was guys. And I don't know who's going to write the jingle, but we need a Kristen Burt for president song. And by the way, if she doesn't want to run Tough Titty, she's running anyway. I don't care what she thinks. Just how it's going to be. But who would be her vice president? Let's pick out somebody she hates. But she didn't hate anybody. That's the problem.
Yeah, I don't know that she hates really anybody.
Who was that actor that she said she hated in an interview?
There was one.
I can't remember.
Okay, we got to sneak it up on her today and just tell her, by the way, there's a new candidate for president of the United States. Oh, really? Who? We'll tell you in a bit. I don't want to bring it up yet. We get some lawn signs made. I mean, we need another jingle. So if you're out there, you're listening this morning, you're a musician, we need a Kristen Burt for president song. Because I don't think either Biden or Trump has a song, do they?
I doubt it.
No.
I don't think so. Mark Rosen for governor. Yeah. We need that kind of jingle. That's what we need. Also, I need to get moving here. Holy Christ, I'm burning up all the time. Sorry about that. But yes, I think it's a great, you know what? I think this is a great idea. Running Kristen Burt for president of the United States is a magnificent idea. And we've only got 8 months to get it done. So, you know.
Yeah.
We can do it.
But Rosie, did you ever find out how many votes Rosie got?
More than 9,000 write-in votes, which was more than any of the third-party candidates on the ballot. One of the jingles that you guys came up with was Rosen, 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 Little Marky Rosen, and he promised a CD player in every home.
In every home, I remember a CD player in every. Well, it was 1986. But that song, by the way, was written by Dan Culhane. I love that man. Unfortunately, he died a few years ago. Just a sweetheart. Did you guys ever know Dan Culhane?
Nope.
No.
Just a great guy. He was, you know, Tom and Dan was the original name of the KQ Morning Show. I love Dan Culhane, and that was him. He's sitting in Studio C. He goes, hey, I got an idea. I want you to do this. Rosen, 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 little Marky Rosen, 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 Rosen. I mean, it was just wonderful. The timing of it all was magnificent. And now the show's over because I won't shut up, so I know I got to go to break. Let's take a second to talk about My Bank, North American Banking Company. You've heard me talking about them for a long time now. When they opened in 1998, they made a promise to deliver a better banking experience for their customers, where you know your banker and they know you. While a lot has changed since 1998, this commitment to being a true community bank in the Twin Cities has not. So if you're looking for a better banking experience, why not bank with my bankers at North American Banking Company? Go to nabankco.com or stop by any one of their six Twin Cities locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
You horn tootin', ladies and gentlemen. Michael Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all of your continued support. Thank you. They're having an overstock clearance and new product sale right now for the best prices ever when you use promo code TOM. And you get free shipping on your entire order. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. Also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and won't last long. Six-pack towel sets for only $29.98. Take advantage of the free shipping on larger items such as mattresses and mattress toppers. 100% made in the USA. On sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale for the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels that actually absorb. Dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, and so much more. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-516-5146. Please use promo code TOM because you get free shipping on your entire order. So call 800-516-5146 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code TOM.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
You horn-toot and Judd Zolgad joining us. Do you have any interest at all in being a candidate for the Vice Presidency of the United States?
No, I can safely say that it sounds like Aaron Rodgers probably has that locked up. So no. I'm very happy to hear that. I'm glad. I guess he's going to have to go to the Washington Commanders to play, huh?
He's going to have to. Yeah, absolutely.
Because you probably can't commute. I mean, New York's really close, but probably can't commute back and forth, be vice president and play quarterback.
We're talking about in 1986 when I ran Mark Rosen for governor.
Oh, yeah.
He got 9,000 write-in votes, and then, of course, it went on from there, and it was a magnificent situation.
Yep.
So I have decided, basically, we're going to run Kristen Burt for president this year. That just occurred to us a couple of minutes ago on this show.
Okay.
We're going to run Kristen Burt for president, but you don't want to be your vice president, huh?
No, no interest whatsoever.
Why
but it
not?
Sounds like a great idea. I do remember in 86, I was at a section hockey, boys hockey game at Met Center. I think it was a section final, and one of the student sections had a bunch of signs pushing Mark for governor.
See?
The kids loved it. The high school and college kids loved that whole thing.
Oh,
it was great.
I think Kristen has a good chance of winning. Look who she's up against.
It's incredible. Oh, my God.
What?
No, not her. I'm saying
the
fact that we're talking about Aaron Rodgers that even crossed someone's lips, and it wasn't an SNL skit.
No, he's actually gonna, because I guess Tevin pointed out Jesse Ventura might be the other guy.
Yeah, he said he's considered Jesse. I gotta think Jesse's had his run at politics. Does Jesse want to go back?
Oh, God, yes. To be vice president, he would love that.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I got to ask you a question, because Jesse and I haven't spoken in years, because, you know, there was a battle going on, and it just didn't work out beautifully, but I might have to reach out to Jesse and say, Jesse, it's time to wrap this up. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. You should be sorry. Forget it. You should run for vice president.
What transpired with you two? Now, I'm not surprised because I know that Jesse had a lot of falling out through the years, especially when he was governor. But what do you remember what happened?
Well, the problem was that, you know, he lived about a mile or mile and a half down the road from us out in Maple Grove. We lived in Dayton. Mm-hmm. It was on the same road, as a matter of fact. But, you know, Jesse's wife and my wife got to be friends. Jade, his daughter, used to babysit my kids when they were little. I mean, we were pretty damn close. There's no question about it.
Sure.
And then he ran for governor and won and wanted me to host his celebration party. And Dave Hamilton, the PD at KQ, said, no, you cannot do that. I'm sorry. And I should have said, you know what, Dave, this is none of your damn business. Shut up. I should have done that. I didn't. Because I used to, that was the one rule I ever followed in my life, I think. And I shouldn't have done it. But Jesse got very pissed off at me, and we really have not gotten along since. It's like, Jesse, it wasn't my idea.
I was going to say, you sound like you wanted to do it. It sounds more like it was your...
I did, yeah.
Like it was Dave's...
Yeah, Dave didn't like
it. I guess is the right word, huh?
Well, you know program directors, you know what I'm saying.
You know, I actually was in
changed the subject. I love how
No, I was going to tell you a Dave Hamilton story. I was actually in a rotisserie baseball league in the 90s with Dave.
I remember that league, yep.
Dave, let's put it this way. Dave could be a volatile personality.
Oh, God.
He called me up. He was really mad about I kid you not. I'm not joking. He was really mad about a trade I made once. And so he called me at work and started screaming at me. I'm not
really?
Kidding you. Yeah, he started screaming. He was so pissed off. He started yelling at me. It was hilarious.
How sad is that? Now, look, Dave, I owe Dave everything because Dave's the one who called me. I'm sitting in my apartment in New York. Catherine had just called me saying we're going to have a baby. And I'm like, oh, we can't have a baby in New York. That's not going to work.
Sure.
You know, it's that. That's not. And I'm thinking, what the hell am I going to do? As that was back in the day when you put the phone back on the cradle.
Oh, yeah.
Still the desktop phones. I put it down. The second I put that phone down, it rang. I picked it up, and it was Dave Hamilton. He said, do you have any interest in doing the KQ morning show? And I said, yeah, sounds good. I figured I'd come in for a few months, you know, just hang out till the baby was born. I was still doing voiceover at the time, so it would have worked out. But I just thought I'd be on that job for maybe 6 months to a year. And it turned out to be, you know, 38 years, but other than that, or 37 years, I guess it was.
Yeah, but besides that, it's about the same, right, as you expect?
About the same situation. But, yeah Dave... I owe everything to Dave for that. That's a fact.
Because it was Tom and Dan when it started, right? Because
yes,
Culhane.
Sir.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought.
Tom and Dan Culhane. I love that man to this day. He's been gone for a couple years now.
At least, yeah.
Maybe 2-3. See, that's the thing about COVID.
Yep.
Everything seems like it happened about 6 months ago, and it actually happened about 5 years ago. God.
You're so true. It's so true. Man. I mean, we lost a year.
We did. Oh, maybe two. Absolutely.
Yeah, true. But I mean, we definitely lost a year. Like, it just went by, and there's no reference point for it beyond I sat at home.
No doubt about it. And I got it. I got the vaccine twice and boosters a couple. No, I think I had the vaccine three times and a couple of boosters. Still got it twice. Did nothing to help me. I should have never gotten the vaccination because I would have gotten it anyway. Or I did get it anyway.
Yeah, I got it. You know, I got it, but. And I'd been vaxxed. Now, the thing with me is I think it did. I think it wasn't as bad because I got it.
Yeah,
because I got sick,
maybe.
But I didn't get, like, it wasn't deathly ill. And I will say losing your sense of taste and smell was an interesting thing.
It
I'm
was.
Not sure if you had that, but.
I did.
That was a very interesting thing to go through. I had never been through either experience before.
The last time I got it, one of the assholes on a trip to Nashville was drunk, got in my face, and I said, would you please back up? You're about an inch from my face. And they coughed and spit in my face.
Oh.
And I got COVID like 5 days later. But they said, you were yelling at these people in front. I said, they spit in my face during COVID. First of all, I didn't attack them. I just said, Jesus. Well, in there, I can't tell you what I actually said. But I didn't threaten them or anything like that. I said, what the hell is wrong with you? You spit in my face. And I did get it. So whatever.
Yeah, it sucks, though.
No, it was terrible. But no, management thought it was just horrible that I got mad at that person for spitting in my face. Oh, what a horrible thing you did. Said, this drunken bum spit in my face, and I'm supposed to go, oh, don't worry about it. There's COVID, but that's okay.
Right, right, gee, yeah.
Whatever. That's whatever, it. Good for you.
I'm on your side on this one.
Okay, so you don't want to run. You don't want to be the vice president.
No, sorry about that. I don't want to.
Who do we think should be the vice president then?
Oh, I mean, a lot of good choices. President. Just on this show alone. Tevin, AJ?
Oh, no, I'm not being vice president.
They got a lot.
Well, hey, you guys backed out. I suggested it.
I'm going to have to come up with somebody. I'm going to come up with somebody that everybody just hates, and then we'll just go from there. What do you think?
Who are we talking about?
You
who
had is... an opening right there, and you didn't take it. Oh, you mean you, Tom? That was your opening, but you didn't take it.
No, I didn't take it. No. You know what? No. I am a kind-spirited human.
You are, yes.
I am not. I would never say anything like that.
Liar. Anyway, oh, sorry, I had to call.
Yeah, okay. All right, well.
What's happening in your world, Judski?
Well, how about the Timberwolves last night? Down by 22 points to the Clippers. They go on a 20-2 run before halftime. They win by 18 without Kat. Now, part of the problem, the bad side of this is Gobert left in the second half with what might be, I looked like, I guess it's being described as some type of rib issue.
Oh,
which
yeah.
would be, well, they can't lose him. Like, they can't lose. There's Kat, you don't want to lose him, but it's not the end of the world. But I think Gobert and Anthony Edwards are two guys, the two guys left that they can't lose. So
yeah,
we'll see how that goes. But they are now half a game back in the Western Conference of Oklahoma City and Denver. So that was probably, I saw it described by people that follow the team as the most impressive win of the season.
Of course, where I am located right now, the very first Twins game that was on TV where I am, I've been looking for one now for weeks.
Yep.
I finally got to watch a game yesterday, and the Twins got beat 1-0, one of the worst baseball games I have ever seen. God, it was boring.
That's, I saw the score. I didn't see the game. I saw the score, and I thought to myself, that does not look like a real good first impression game. And now they're 6-10. So here's the question to take the temperature. Tom Bernard, how are you doing with this? 6-10. You care about spring training.
I do. I love the Minnesota Twins. I think this team is very mediocre. I really do. I don't see a whole lot of anything on that team anymore. There are a couple of guys, but that's about it.
Well, we still got time. We just keep telling yourself that. We still got time before the season starts. I believe there is another televised game today, so we get back-to-back.
Oh,
I think
is there?
The, okay. Yeah, it's a split squad. I think they're playing St. Louis and Tampa, and I want to say the Tampa game is on Bally Sports. So perhaps you could tune in and see more than one total run that's not scored by the team you're rooting for.
1-0. And I think that run was scored in the first inning, wasn't it?
I don't even know. I just looked at the score, and I looked at the fact that Joe Ryan must have pitched pretty well because he's the one who lost, and he only gave up the one run.
One run. That was it. Guy hit a triple and then was driven in with a fly ball. That was the only run in the game.
Yeah, I saw the Matt Wallner, who came up last year and actually mashed. He's a local kid. He can hit, but he is hitting 050 this spring. So,
oh, God.
Some people don't care about that, but I think at some point in time, your slump becomes a little bit of a, I wonder what this is all about.
Yeah, that team does not look good, I'm sorry. And I'm not sure that their manager is the guy for the job. I mean, I know he had a good year last year, went to the playoffs and got hammered. Was in the second round? Is that when they lost in the second round?
And they won a playoff game for the first time in 18 years?
In 18 years.
Come on. Reason for celebration.
Actually, the only reason I said that we should get rid of Baldelli to you is because I can't say it to Sansevier because they're Italian, so you can't badmouth an Italian to another Italian.
I don't know about Bob. Like, Bob wouldn't bite on that? Bob's a pretty reactive guy. I know Bob well. He's a pretty reactive guy. I think it might be an idea to bounce off of him.
One thing I hate about Bob is every time Bob and I get together, it's very rare, maybe once a year, sit down and have a little lunch.
Yep.
And all we ever talk about how everybody thinks that his wife and my wife are too good for us.
Oh, that's a nice thing, though. See? That's good. You should take... No, are you kidding?
I'm not kidding, actually.
Like, we all have that, right? But like with Dawn, when I get, you know, you out kicked your coverage notes, I'm like, yeah, okay, that's great. Exactly right.
Nothing wrong with that. There's no question about it.
Because she's a former Viking cheerleader, right, Bob's wife?
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. No question about it. And, yeah, she. Oh, you ever met Mary?
I don't think I have. If I have, it was years ago.
Wonderful person. Far too good for Bob.
Well, there's a lot of directions to go with that comment.
Sandy gets hammered.
A lot of directions to go with that comment. I was actually a clerk in the sports department at the Star Tribune. It was one of my first days on the job, and Bob was still covering the Vikings, and he was at a preseason game in Kansas City, and he filed a story. And you know Bob. Bob's got the patience of...
Oh, God.
Of zero. And so Bob called in, and for me, because at the time you actually had to go into the computer system at the Star Tribune to check that the story had arrived, because that's how it was sent at the time. And, you know, Bob's like, is it there? Is it there? Tell me if it's there. I'm like, Bob, I just started here. I'm doing my best. He had no idea who I was, and he always gets mad now when I say, you know, the first time you talked to me, you just started basically screaming. And Bob gets very upset. But I said, Bob has no patience.
No, he has no patience whatsoever. I'll tell you one thing that he did. I will love him till the day I die because he did this. Because you know Mike Gelfand is one of my best friends. I love the man.
Yep.
He just... See, there's some proof there. Nationally, he is as far left as you can get. I still love the guy. I don't give a rat's ass what his politics are. I don't agree with one thing he says about politics, but he's still a dear friend. People that lose friendships over politics, you must be one of the biggest sugar tits in the world. Settle down.
That's why you don't talk politics.
Well, I did for a while. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm going to talk about who we're going to run for president, Kristen Burt. That's
what about Gelfand as VP now that you bring it
up? Well,
what about Gelfand as VP? Like you love him, but I can say this: he is a lightning rod.
Mm-hmm.
He might be your good. He might be your choice.
Well, and she's a far left nut job, just like he is.
Well, there you go.
That'll all work out. And by the way, there are far right nut jobs too. Don't get me wrong; there's a nice balance there.
Oh my God! Yes, you are correct. So I'm sorry. What did Bob do?
So I interrupted your every story, single time they were on the same show, Gelfand would come to me. I can't take it anymore. I got to quit the job. It's just I can't stand to be in this building. Because Bob, and I think he did it just to piss off Gelfand, whenever he came in, he would put cheese in the microwave and heat it up. And the entire building smelled like cheese. It's like, Gelfand had a fit. It was just wonderful.
Oh.
You know, I will tell you, it's one thing. Highest rated morning show in America, and this is the bullshit I had to put up with backstage. I mean, it was just, come on, really?
You gotta write a book, man.
Well, that'll never happen. No chance.
KQ years.
If I did write a book, I'd call it Miasma. You know what that means?
I think you told me this before, and I forgot. What is it?
Poisoned Air.
Oh, that's good.
It's a good title, isn't it?
You know what? That'd be a great band name.
Oh, and Miasma would be a great band name.
That's a fantastic. I see it as probably metal, Miasma.
Ooh, Miasma. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Miasma.
A metal band? I could see that. I like that a lot.
Works for me. No question. Oh, geez, you got to get cooking, don't you?
What time is it? I've lost track of time. 8:32 here. I don't know.
Yeah. You got a couple more minutes?
Sure.
What do you guys think? We got a couple more minutes?
Yeah, I'm on your schedule.
Okay.
Wow.
That works. Now, we got the Timberwolves probably going to go okay in the playoffs. I don't think the Twins are going anywhere this year because, and I'm a little afraid of the Vikings because they're losing some damn good players, man.
Well, they lost the quarterback, but they've signed a few guys. They lost Hunter yesterday to the Texans, I don't think the Vikings, I don't think expectations should be overly high for 2024.
No.
But a year from now, they are going to have a ton of salary cap room. And if they get this thing right, they could be setting themselves up very nicely as opposed to being this team that wins 9, 10, 11 games sometimes and then goes out in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I like Cousins leaving because it allows you now, you tried that. It was 6 years. You made two playoff appearances. You won one playoff game. And in the most recent playoff game, in 4th and 8, after having a really good day, on 4th and 8, he checked down on a 3-yard pass.
Yep.
There's a lot of people very upset he's gone. And I guess my question is, well, if you really like good stats, he was fantastic. But what did he win?
Especially Nothing.
Especially in 2018 when you brought him here to win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you didn't make the playoffs, Tom. You didn't make the playoffs.
He was an okay quarterback at best. He was not very good. Like you said, big stats. But those guys, the big stats guys, the guys that want the big stats instead of wins, not my kind of people.
Yeah, and I mean, you just needed more. And it's funny because it felt like he had a good thing going with O'Connell. And not surprisingly, he took the money elsewhere.
Really?
Can you believe that ever happened? Can you? $100 million. He's coming off Achilles. He's going to be 36 in August. And he has been guaranteed $100 million.
Guaranteed?
It's genius.
How can somebody that sucks as much as he does make $100 million? He's very mediocre.
How can the Falcons pay that?
I don't know. I don't. They've never won anything either. So what does that tell you?
28-3 in the Super Bowl, and they blew it.
That's right. I forgot about that.
They're beating the Patriots 28-3. The game is over. The Falcons are going to win their first Super Bowl championship, and they blew it.
They did. There's no question about it. I don't know. We'll just keep moving forward, ladies and gentlemen. One thing, let me close with this.
Yeah.
How much money are the poll ads worth? How many billions of dollars? Does anybody have a guess?
I believe it's $3.3.
$3.3 billion. Let me tell you something. Uncle Tommy, sitting over here at the microphone, if I had $3.3 billion, we would have the best damn baseball team in the history of the game. I don't care if I have to spend the whole $3 billion. We're gonna win, baby. Let's go.
Your wife might object a little bit, but I like the idea.
She loves me. She would never.
I'm gonna go through a 3. Hey, honey, I've made a decision. What's that? I'm gonna go through the $3.3 billion that we're worth by the end of the day, zero. But we're gonna have a hell of a baseball team.
It's gonna be great going to the games, honey. Yeah, I can't afford to buy my own seats anymore because I gave all the money away. But. Yeah, it all works out.
Our popularity is going to skyrocket in town, but we're going to be broke.
All right, Palomino, we will talk to you again tomorrow.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you guys then.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
Have a good one.
Zolgad scored North, ladies and gentlemen. Hell of a job. We'll take a break. Be right back. What's his name? Chrissy Gnome. What is it?
That's pretty close.
Chrissy Gnome with the news. Yeah. Gnome with the news. That's a good one.
There you go.
I like that. Chris Eggert will join us right after this, ladies and gentlemen. March means it's springtime, and that means spring cleaning, and your carpets and air ducts are the first item on my list. Your carpet and ducts are your biggest air filters in your home, and you could be, breathing nasty dust, dander, bacteria, all that crap. Zero has platinum-rated cleaning systems and environmentally friendly ZR water to the rescue with these limited-time offers. Three rooms of carpet clean starting at just $129, a $40 saving, $75 off air duct cleaning, and 20% off all upholstery cleaning. Zero has over 17,000 reviews with an average 4.9-star rating, so their Gotta Love It guarantee ensures your spring cleaning will leave your home looking and smelling how it should. Call 952-ZEROREZ or visit ZeroRes.com, that's ZeroResMinnesota.com, to schedule your spring cleaning. The offer today, be sure to ask for the Tom Bernard special. ZeroRes, spell it forward or backward, it spells the same. Schedule your appointment today and beat the spring cleaning rush.
Hi guys, it's Chris Eggert from Channel 5 Morning News, along with my friends Megan Newquist and Ken Barlow. In the morning, we pride ourselves on sharing people's stories. I've been lucky enough to be part of this 5 Eyewitness News morning team for more than a decade now. This is where I've raised my kids and working alongside my friends for all these years. We're like a family too.
We are family, Chris. Working with you and Ken and Hannah, it is such an honor to help folks start their day every morning on Channel 5. We get to catch people up on the news that's happening, and Hannah is here to keep an eye on the traffic around town.
And when it comes to weather, I know people rely on me to plan their day and get their family out the door. Over the last 10 years, there were so many memories and so many laughs. I just love sharing the forecast alongside you guys.
I feel the same way, Ken. To all you who start your day with us here on Channel 5, we think of you as family too. Thanks for turning on 5 Eyewitness News in the mornings.
Ladies and gentlemen, in addition to having the best selection in town, K&L Surplus and Ammo also can help you sell your firearm safely and worry-free. If you've inherited a collection of firearms from a loved one or don't know what to do with them, or if you have guns you're no longer using, just call Jim at K&L Surplus and Ammo. Jim can help you sell those firearms safely through consignment and auction. I know Jim. He's extremely knowledgeable, will help you get top dollar. He will help you explore all the options and take the work and stress off your shoulders. K&L Surplus and Ammo is on Lake Drive in Lana Lakes and open Tuesday through Saturday. You can also visit them online at www.klgunstore.com.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Channel 5's Chris Eggert, brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation, 952-925-5608. Chrissy, I tried to get out a little early, but they weren't having it, so, you know, we're just talking about the Vikings and the Twins and the this and the that. And the, what do you want to talk about?
You know what? I got about 32 seconds to tell you
about
the news today.
Oh, God.
And you know what? What was the most interesting thing? I thought it was interesting that RFK is picking his vice presidential candidates, but not asking them if they're interested in being his vice presidential candidates. Jesse Ventura apparently has made the short list.
Sure.
But Ventura's son was quoted in the paper saying nobody asked his dad about it. So
right.
They think it's kind of weird. Maybe that's because that presidency doesn't have much of a chance of happening, given kind of where things stand. Also, though, for what it's worth, Aaron Rodgers is also on that list.
Which would be even worse.
I don't know why. It's kind of a non-story, but I find it very entertaining.
I don't think it is a non-story. I think the fact that I think it was Jesse Ventura and Aaron Rodgers.
It's super – right. It's funny, but I'm just saying I think at this point – Kennedy's not really making a lot of big marks on the national stage right now and doesn't seem to be getting anywhere. And both Biden and Trump both essentially clinched their nominations last night with a couple of other primaries that were wrapped up. So, you know,
well, we got another candidate that you're just not mentioning, and I don't understand. There's another candidate running for governor.
Is that Kristen Burt?
Kristen Burt will be running for president as of today. We're still trying to figure out who the vice president would be. Who did we come up with? Was somebody good?
No, I think we're looking for somebody that everybody hates, but we couldn't.
That everybody hates. That's right. We want somebody that everyone hates. So it'll fit right in with the political world.
I would vote for her.
Kristen would be a phenomenal president. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
So we're going to run her because, I got nothing against Trump or Biden. They're just, you know, it's money, 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 money. That's the one thing about this. It's so obvious they're spending all of our money to try to get elected president. Stop that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, right.
Right. What's other? What? This is very exciting, too. The State Fair announced another grandstand performer.
Uh-oh. This ain't setting up well.
Chance the Rapper will be taking the stage on August 23rd.
Tevin's all excited. Now he's pissing his pants.
I think that's fine. Chance the Rapper's pretty solid.
No, he is. It's. We've also got so far the Happy Together Tour, Motley Crue, Kids Bop Live, and comedian Nate Bargatze, which is a good. He's very funny.
That's a weird.
But what? Just listen to that. Yeah, listen to that lineup again. Chance the Rapper, the Happy Together Tour, Motley Crue, Kids Bop Live, and Nate Bargatze. They're basically trying to hit every single segment of the population with those concerts that I just went through.
It's true. Well, don't forget, the Tom Bernard Show will be at where were we sitting last year? I forgot.
Right outside his grandstand.
It's whatever the park is there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right next to the Channel 5 building.
Right.
Dan Patch Park, I think, is what that's
there
called.
There you go. That's exactly what it is. It's Dan Patch Park. So we'll be there probably again this summer. I mean, you guys will because I ain't coming, but just kidding. Anyway, all right, I know you got to go. I will make sure I get to see you on time tomorrow.
That's fine. Try.
But we all had good. A lot to talk about because Kristen Burt is going to run for president, whether she likes it or not.
I'm in. I'll contribute to that campaign.
All right, Home Smoke. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, guys. Have a good day.
Chris Eggert, ladies and gentlemen. What a nice man. Channel 5's Chris Eggert is brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation, 952-925-5608. Do we have a number which people can call into this show? I've never even asked you that.
Yeah, we do. It is 952-600-2575.
Any idea? 600-2575. It's 952, you said?
952-600-2575.
2575. Okay, so we are going to run, whether she wants to or not. Okay. It doesn't matter. I don't care.
Yep.
Because she's running for president. We had a pretty good vice presidential candidate, but I forgot who it was now, so I'll have to come up with a new idea or something.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just the way it is. You got to do what you got to do, but, you know, it'll all work out in the end, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Maybe you go dueling quarterbacks. If Robert Kennedy wants Aaron Rodgers, Kristen Burt gets Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. Or Tyre Carver said we could get Lammers to run.
Ooh.
As her running mate.
Entertainment people. Yeah.
Entertainment ballot. Yeah.
Tim Lammers for vice president. What a great idea. That's magnificent. It's wonderful. When we were running Mark Rosen for governor,
yeah.
And again, that was almost 38 years ago, something like that, 37 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We got a call on the show, and we didn't know because we didn't know everybody in the state of Minnesota.
Yeah.
Tom, my name is Badeep Badap Badaboop, and I'm a deputy sheriff in the blah, blah, blah county. And I just called in to say that if Mark Rosen does run for governor, I will stick my head up a cow's ass. I'm like, that's a rather interesting thing to say. Of course, we found out after the show ended, it wasn't really the deputy sheriff. It was somebody ridiculing him, and he didn't like it, I'll tell you that.
Shock. Oh. What a shocker.
But I didn't know it wasn't him. How the hell would I know?
No. Who's the one screening the phone calls back then? My goodness.
Well, there is that. Well, that might have been Dan Culhane. It was Dan Culhane's fault. What do you think of that, actually? But luckily, the deputy sheriff didn't get all pissed off at me about that. Thank God he was at first. But I was like, I don't know. We've never talked before. I thought you were just being funny. He goes, well, it wasn't me. I said, I know it wasn't you, but I thought it was funny. And I got to be honest with you, I still think it's kind of funny. And he didn't care for that part, but, you know. So, yeah, you know what? The Burt Lammers ticket. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'd vote for it.
That sounds like a hilarious made-up person, Burt Lammers. Welcome, Burt Lammers, to the stage.
Burt Lammers, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, let me tell you, I was just down the street the other day talking to the guy. Start doing some bits. That would be fantastic. You want to vote for Biden? Good. You want to vote for Trump? Good. I'm going to have a little fun because it's so depressing watching the national news. My God.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I posted a picture this morning. I was sent this really nice picture of a woman's got this very happy face. She's kind of like pointing to her smile and all the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I texted back and I just said, look, I mean, I commented back, shouldn't say texted back, but I commented back, oh, look, someone who's actually happy. How did it ever happen? You better not tell the national news about it. She'll have her all pissed off within 10 minutes. But just to see a person that happy was really nice, you know?
Yeah.
Because you watch the national, local news is fine. There's no question about that. But you watch the national news and it's like, really? This is the horseshit mood you're in constantly? I just don't get it. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever. I know. AJ's got his, Tom, we have to go to break face on. So.
No, I'm doing math in my head because I'm a little thrown off as well. My mental clock is a little off, so I'm trying to do math in my head here, which is not my forte.
It's not a problem. We go to break right here, and we could kind of catch up. Oh, yeah, we'll catch up right after this break, as a matter of fact. It'll be perfect. We'll be right back. When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
Recently, Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC was contacted by a company that does on-site sales. Jim was confused.
Wait, they don't know anything about us. Our staff, our reputation, most importantly, our customers.
Hey, pal, no problem. We do them all over the country. You know, get the manager off the roof sale, inflatable gorilla sale, and our favorite, the 13-hour sale with a giant clock that goes to 13. Urgency, baby. We bring our crew because, well, your people are, let's just say, a little laid back.
And the pricing?
Nothing special, sport.
But Jim thought, we price competitively every day. Our prices are special. We definitely don't need these guys. But sale does convey some urgency, so we made a bold decision for his fine dealerships.
Announcing the Valley Buick GMC 365-day sale. And we can even extend it a couple years or so.
I got the Air Dancer guy, scratch-offs, plastic keys, bubble machine. Box.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley or Hastings, or valleycardealers.com. Hurry.
Have you enjoyed Minnesota's non-winter this year? Want to enjoy the warmth whenever you want? Two Minnesotans can help you live that dream. Matt Carlson from Realty One Group Destination Key West grew up in Litchfield, Minnesota. Started out helping his friends find homes locally and in Florida. And now he can help you. If you've considered living in the warmth of Florida, now is the time to reach out to your new friend in Realty, Matt Carlson. It's a buyer's market now, and your Minnesotan friend Matt can help you with a new home here or in the Florida Keys. And if you need some guidance with financing, Kristen Eklund from Coast to Coast Mortgage can help. Kristen is Matt's preferred lender, can finance anywhere in Florida, and like Matt is one of us, as she hails from the Sartell, Alexandria area. So, if you're looking at a new home in Minnesota, or maybe that second home or retirement place in Florida, trust your new local friends, contact Matt and Kristen. Visit onekeywest.com. That's onekeywest.com, or call Matt at 612-791-2345, 612-791-2345, and work with local professionals you can trust.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
You are indeed, ladies and gentlemen. We're just mulling through the Burt Lammers ticket. And I do agree with AJ that Burt Lammers sounds like a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, that's. Yep. I would see that guy. Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome up on stage Burt Lammers! Yay!
I have a button that has clapping, and we decided to both clap. Okay.
Hey, what the hell? You may as well clap. It sounds good, actually. But I think it's going to be a hell of a ticket. The Mark Rosen ticket, and I was trying to think back. Maybe it was Dan Culhane that ran for vice president. I don't remember. I mean, I think that was the deal. But I think a Kristen Burt, Tim Lammers ticket would be a damn good ticket. There'd be balance there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think he's a far right nut job, but she is a far left nut job. So he'd have some balance anyway.
What I mean? They'd be keeping each other in line. Mm-hmm.
I think that's exactly what we need, people keeping each other in line. Although she being president could tell him to go suck on a hose.
As she should.
As she should. I'm the president. Shut up. Right? I'm the president of the United States. Be quiet and get away from me. That's all I have to say to you, Buster. But I'm just telling you, they're both very even keel people. I just think it's a good route to take. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so, too. We got to think of a slogan. Like Obama's was change, Trump's was make America great again. Like what?
Make America great.
I'm trying to think of like something entertainment wise.
Yeah, they'd be like make America stream again or something.
Ooh, I like that. Not when Masa. Yeah, make America stream again, Masa. What is Masa? That is something in Latin, isn't it?
That sounds like something.
Probably. I can tell you this: the strike wouldn't have lasted as long. The SAG strike wouldn't have lasted as long as they were president. They would have squashed that in a heartbeat. So, yeah,
yes.
They could save the entertainment world, save Hollywood.
Okay, when she pops on and got a little bit, what about?
About 20 minutes or so.
20 minutes. 20 minutes from now.
About that, yeah.
I want her to say, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country." I want to hear her say that.
Yeah, we just come up with a bunch of old political quotes that we ask her to say so we can cut them and make her a political ad without her knowing. Yes.
Perfect. I am not a crook. I did not have sexual relations.
With that man. You'd have to say man, though, not woman. How great would that be? Get her up there. I'm Kristen Burt, your next president, and there'll be a chicken in every pot. What year was that from? It was like 1920 or something. There was going to be a chicken in every pot if somebody won as the president of the United States.
1932.
32?
1928 and 1932, it looks like that was the
So who was that?
Slogan.
Herbert Hoover.
Oh, it was Herbert Hoover. Okay.
Yeah. What? The bar was so low back then.
Oh, my gosh. A chicken in every pot?
A chicken in every pot.
I could go to Quick Trip and get a great rotisserie chicken for like $5 right now.
If you can find it, I don't know if you could possibly find it, but there was somebody introducing him on national radio.
Herbert Hoover?
There was no back then. Herbert Hoover, yeah.
Okay.
And referred to him accidentally as Hubert Heaver. That's real. Herbert, what's his name? Herbert Hoover? What the hell? But yeah, I don't think his last name is Heaver. I'm almost certain. Okay.
It looks like Harry Von Zell was the radio announcer that introduced him as, yeah.
Hubert Heaver?
Hubert Heaver. Yeah.
I love that about politics. Maybe, sir, since you're a national radio announcer, maybe you should pay attention to what you're doing. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, you should probably get the guy who could potentially be the leader of the free world. You should probably get his name right.
Not a bad idea.
I might have found it here. I haven't pre-listened to it, but it's called the Hubert Heaver. So let's see if maybe I've struck gold.
The classic boners in radio and television, we turn back the clock to the early pioneer days of radio, or our starting point, to what is considered the granddaddy of all fluff. Harry Von Zell, veteran announcer, was introducing the chief executive to millions of radio listeners who awaited this important address. Let's listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Hubert Heaver.
Hubert Heaver. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. So, Crispin Brute. Hubert. What did he say? Hubert Heaver?
Hubert Heaver.
Yep.
Hubert Heaver. I think he was a little. How would you like, by the way? Because even in my young days, it was still going on. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Ladies and gentlemen, everything's going pretty great. Got some Beatles coming up for you. But back before that, everyone on radio talked exactly like this, and we all sound the same, and we talk like, there's going to be World War II coming up, and why did they think they had to have come up with some fakey sounding voice?
Well, my favorite thing about that is it sounded like he was genuinely excited to introduce the president.
Yes.
And then he just got ahead of himself. Do you want to hear one more time?
I'd love it.
Let's listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Hubert Heaver.
And I just love how it just cuts off, so he didn't get a chance to correct himself, which is pretty terrific. That is wonderful.
He might have. That's just the clip that it just ends right after he makes the mistake. So, but that's terrific.
Hubert Heaver.
I don't know if I've ever heard him correct himself, though, so I don't know if it went on from there. Because I've never heard, I meant Herbert Hoover, that's what I meant. I've never heard that, so I don't know if it even exists. What do you think?
I like to think he didn't correct himself, and he just went through the whole interview just calling him Hubert, yeah.
So President Heaver.
President Heaver. I like President Heaver. What's wrong with that name? It's a good name. No question about it. I did not know this. This just popped up on my screen. A smiley face on your receipt makes you tip more. Do you think that's true?
No.
I don't either.
I don't think so. I mean, me personally, no, but I'm sure maybe it does. But I don't think anybody's looking at it. Did we have a good time today? Well, there's a smiley face on the receipt.
That food was terrible.
Another couple dollars.
I'm sick to my stomach. I didn't have water in my glass the entire time. But she put a mm-hmm. smiley face right next to my total. 25%.
Can't say where I was, but we're eating out at a nice place. No question about it. Mm-hmm. And the guy at the next table, he wasn't yelling, but everyone could hear him. There were four of them. There were two couples, a man and a woman, a man and a woman. They had dinner. It's a very nice place, no question.
Okay.
I do believe they shared a bottle of wine because they were toasting one another and all the rest of it. This guy almost had a fit. Where are we headed in America? What is this all about? He got his bill before the tip. His bill was $1,000. Now, what could you order to eat that's $250? Well, let's say the bottle of wine. Let's say it was a really good bottle of wine, and it was a few hundred dollars. That still comes to $7,500. No, wait a minute. It was $7,500 a person, or $750 a person, or well, no, not whatever the hell it is.
For the table. Yeah, for the table.
Yeah, so if there's four people there, it's $250 a person.
$250 a person.
Yeah, I mean, if you're getting like a high-end, let's say you got like a high-end steak, maybe it's $100. Like that's
$100 now.
You got to work right. to get up to $250. Yeah. You're probably ordering a handful of appetizers.
All I know is I'm eating at vastly different restaurants than some of these people.
Some of these people, exactly. No, it's seriously, $1,000 to have dinner. And again, I don't know. Maybe the wine was most of it. It could be, I suppose.
Yeah.
But I don't. I looked at the wine, and I didn't think it was all that expensive. But $1,000. Did you ever think you'd hear $1,000 for four people to eat dinner?
No, I mean, that's like you, me, and 10 of my friends. Okay, yeah, they're $1,000. But that's everybody. If you're four people, somebody's got to be drinking a lot because there's no food that I can think of that is worth $250 to me.
See, I've never been a liquor drinker. How much is, like, say you order a nice whiskey Coke or something, how much is that going to be?
I mean, like, here in the cities, probably, like, $12 for, like, just a kind of a standard. But then once you get into, like, your high-end scotches and stuff like that, now we're, you know, can get to, like, $100 a shot type of thing.
Yeah, it does make sense. No question. $100 per drink.
Well, that's, I remember working at the House of Comedy.
Those ice cubes.
One of the comedians came into town, and he was staying at the Radisson Blue, and he was at the bar, and he asked the bartender, like, oh, what's good here type of thing, and the bartender offered some scotch to him, and he's like, didn't know what any of the prices were, and he said he got the bill, and it was like $80, and he goes, sir, next time you offer somebody a scotch, don't pick the most expensive one. He's like, I'm a comedian. I'm working for $500 this weekend. This is not in my budget.
Yeah, that's a lot of money, man.
They can get up there.
That is a lot of money. There's no question about it. It does happen, though. It does. There's no question about it. We do have to take a break here. We come right back in a couple of minutes. A little more news right after this. Matter of fact, I got some commitments from some people to appear on the show, and I do want to talk about the guest booking because it's really, really getting good. I talked about Alex yesterday. Just a terrific guest. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes. We'll schmooze a little bit, and then the next president of the United States, Kristen Burt, will be on at about quarter after the hour. We'll be right back. March means it's springtime, and that means spring cleaning, and your carpets and air ducts are the first item on my list. Your carpet and ducts are your biggest air filters in your home, and you could be breathing in nasty dust, dander, and bacteria. Zero Res's platinum-rated cleaning systems and environmentally friendly ZR water to the rescue with these limited-time offers. Three rooms of carpet cleaned starting at just $129 off $40 savings, $75 off air duct cleaning, and 20% off all upholstery cleaning. Zero Res has over 17,000 reviews with an average 4.9 star rating, so their Gotta Love It guarantee ensures your spring cleaning will leave your home looking and smelling how it should. Call 952-ZEROREZ or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com to schedule your spring cleaning offer today and be sure to ask for the Tom Bernard Special. Zero Res. Spell it forward or backward, it spells the same. Schedule your appointment today and beat the spring cleaning rush.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, President and Chief Lending Officer at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Michael Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a locally owned and operated community bank, we work with many multi-generational businesses.
Take Personal Care Dentistry of Roseville, for example. Dr. Walter Hunt, also known as Painless to me, has been a longtime customer of the bank since we opened the bank in 1998.
When his son Kyle was ready to join the practice, they wanted to expand quickly.
With their additional space and equipment, they now are able to see more patients each day while providing the same level of care and service.
Okay, guys, I'll take it from here. If you run a family business or any kind of business for that matter, you should be banking with Brad and Mike over at North American Banking Company. Every time I deal with them or their team, I know I'm working with experienced professional bankers. So why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
All right, I got to run this by you guys because we're of different generations. I just got back on social media after being off it for 12 years. I just happened to hop back on Facebook, which a lot of people don't like. Apparently, they don't like the guy who owns it or something. You know anything about that?
Yeah, Zuckerberg is not necessarily the most popular person just because he's been stealing information and stuff like that.
Have you ever seen The Social Network, Tom?
No, a movie are you talking about?
It's a movie kind of about like how Facebook came to be and like all the parties that it. I think you would enjoy it because it's kind of like a. It's kind of a thriller, but it's a real life. It kind of shows you who Mark Zuckerberg kind of is.
Yeah, I'll give it a whirl because I'm very interested in that. Because then you got the other guy over on X, and a lot of people hate him too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the big problem we got right now is because there's a lot of spying going on, from what I understand. I don't know anything about it, but they're going to vote today to try to ban TikTok. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're having a big vote to ban TikTok potentially, and China's all mad about it. They're saying that we're going to regret banning their social media platform. And
oh, are we?
Yeah, so days could be numbered for TikTok.
Do they do spy? Well, I mean, it sounds like Zuckerberg was spying on people to try to make money. That's kind of what I heard about it. I don't know about these things.
Yeah, he was essentially collecting all of our information because you could, you know, like specific pages, and then he goes, okay, here's what you're spending all your time looking at, and then he would sell that information to, like, advertisers who then could specifically target us with ads that would make them money.
Yeah.
And the Chinese are apparently spying on us. What would they be spying on with the average person?
And that's the thing. Like, I feel like there's definitely some higher profile people out there that, sure, nothing that I have going on my phone, like, nothing's going on that's going to benefit you as a society. TikTok is like, I see dumb jokes. I get news updates there. Like, that is where that and Twitter is probably where I get most of my news.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, like, sports highlights and stuff, like, nothing there. So, frankly, I'm a little upset if it does get passed because that now I'm just going to be out of the loop even more.
But what if they are spying?
I don't know what information they're extracting that helps China. Like, I don't know that the, you know, dog videos and jokes and whatever else that are floating around, trendy dances, really benefit China, but I'm sure they have some sort of nefarious use for it.
Maybe we should try to track down excuse me, sorry about that.
No.
But maybe we should find somebody who could come on and tell us what is the problem. Because I'm not on TikTok. I haven't been on social media more than, what, I've been on it again for like a month or something, mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know anything about any of this stuff. I don't like any of these people on any of the owners of any of these things.
Yeah, and my, like, because I've been kind of just lightly scrolling through, trying to stay up to date to see if it actually gets banned. And some of the lawmakers are saying they're not anti-TikTok, they're anti something called ByteDance, but they're
right.
They're announcing these, making these declarations on TikTok, the site that they're about to vote to ban.
Oh, Jesus. So this is what I'm saying. This is why I turned to you guys to cover it for me, because I cannot pay attention to this stuff. It drives me insane.
Yeah, using the platform that you're about to ban to get your information across seems a little weird.
You know what I love, though? You look at it. Other than Haiti, all the turmoil in the world is always in the Eastern Hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
You ever notice that? What is that all about?
Yeah, I don't know. But do you see the Haiti, like, I guess, president or whatever his title mm-hmm. is, I believe stepped down from the
That's
last
I saw. Yeah,
because he's like, this is just ridiculous now.
It's like, this job sucks.
Right.
You know what they should do?
What's
they should
that?
Change the name from Haiti to Lovey and have the guy go, Lovey? Who was it that did that? Love, that was Herman Munster, wasn't it? Lovey?
I think so. For some reason, I went to Lovey Smith, the
coach. Yeah. Lovey Smith, yeah, there you go.
Lovey.
I don't know anything about social media. I know that, you know, I got like, I don't know, 7,000-8,000 followers in a couple of weeks, which is very nice of our listeners and all the rest of it. It's a lot of work to maintain and show people you actually do care that they're posting with you and asking mm-hmm. questions or recommending things. I spend probably an hour a day going through my stuff on Facebook now because there's so many people that respond, and I don't want to just, you know, blow them off.
Yeah, it's a lot to try and manage. I remember there was a famous, well, he's a comedian now, but he was a Vine star back in the day named King Batch. And he was here with Joe Coy performing at the House of Comedy. And we went out mm-hmm. to lunch, and they were talking about how they have to have their notifications muted for social media because otherwise it's just crazy. And so he turned off his notifications, and he posted a picture like, I'm having a burger at 5-8 Bar or something like that. And mm-hmm. he puts his phone down, and within 30 seconds, it vibrated damn near off the table because he was getting so many notifications. So, yeah, it's a lot to manage. Yep.
And I don't want to just, hey, you're nice enough to send me messages. I don't want to ignore your messages mm-hmm. or anything like that. But I mean, I can put about an hour a day into it, which is a lot anyway, but I got so much other stuff. That's about all I can do. So if I don't get right back to you, please be patient because I will respond, but it's going to take a while for some of it. And these people who have millions of followers, they just must not respond to anything, I would guess.
Yeah. Or they hire people to
go
through and respond for them.
Yeah.
You can make a lot of money on social media now. I didn't even know that. Because back when I got off 12 years ago, you could make a little dough, but you can make a ton of money now on that stuff.
Yeah. Now it's, I mean, to the point where people are putting it on resumes, like a social media influencer.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's like a college application.
Yep.
One of my favorite references ever, and I never watched the show 30 Rock. I never saw it, but mm-hmm. I did see a highlight, which Alec Baldwin referred to it as my face.
What was the Bill Belichick had the famous quote where it was called Snapchat? I think it was like Snap Face,
Snap Look.
Yeah,
like, Snap
I don't know. Book. I'm not on Snap Face. It's like okay,
I just think it's
Bill. You know what
hilarious.
It's called?
Yep,
My Face. Yes, I'm sure it's called My Face. That's exactly what it is. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
But I mean, are there any things I should? Because so far, I don't know who monitors it at Facebook or all the rest. I have not had one negative comment. Yep. They must just get rid of them now.
Yeah, there a lot of times if you scroll to the bottom of the comments, you can show additional ones or show hidden ones. And then when you click on that button, that's where all the nasty ones tend to be.
You suck.
Yep.
That kind of stuff.
You're terrible.
You're terrible. Don't ever talk to me again. I said, Catherine, would you stay off my Facebook page? Come on, give me a break.
Honey, I can see your comments.
Yep.
So that's in, because I've never done that. I've never clicked on it, because on the bottom it said, we put all the ones we could up there and we didn't put the rest of them up there. Yeah. Whatever the hell it's, because it doesn't imply that something bad was being done. Mm-hmm. It just said we couldn't get it all up there.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's basically people telling you to kiss their ass, things like that.
Yeah, that's at least how it is on Instagram. They have like a hidden concept. And so I think, because Facebook and Instagram more or less are the same, so it, I would assume it's pretty similar.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Oh, by the way, I just glanced down at the Star Tribune. Jesse Ventura on Robert Kennedy Jr.'s shortlist for 2024 running mate. But Ventura said he hadn't been asked yet. So it's the second story in the Star Tribune this morning. So is that worth anything? Do you think is that story going anywhere, you think?
I think it would be a bigger deal if Kennedy actually had a shot of winning.
Which he does not.
No, so it's going to be one of the two main ones.
I know we got to go to break here, but I got to ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I'll just say it's me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay? And I'm going to run for president. I've decided I'm going to run for president, even though my father and my uncle were murdered, because one was the president and one wanted to be president. They were murdered. Why the hell would you want to run for president?
I guess third time's a charm, I guess.
Oh, like, there you go. An explanation. Third time's a charm,
what's
baby.
What's the Forrest Gump, like Lieutenant Dan? Oh, my dad, his dad, my granddad, all them died in the heart of battle. I'm supposed to die in the battlefield. All right, Rob.
Yep.
You go take it for a spin there, man.
Whatever you say, man. So we'll keep an eye on Jesse Ventura. And by the way, Jesse Ventura is always welcome to come on this show and talk about it. And actually, Jesse, to tell you the truth, some of the shots I took at you, I probably should apologize to you. So I would do that too, Jesse, because most people wouldn't have the balls to apologize for anything. You ever notice people who never apologize?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think it makes them look weak or something?
Yeah, admitting people just don't like to admit they're wrong, and yeah, they probably don't want to take ownership of it.
Mm-hmm. Show some strength, for Christ's sake. I mean, he took shots at me that were out of line. I took shots at him that were out of line. But hey, if it means that much to him, he wants me to apologize for something, I don't care. But it makes him feel better, good. I'm happy for him. It's not like I'm going to go, oh, God, I feel so bad. I've been apologizing for stuff I've done my whole life. Right?
Yeah. Right.
Why'd you both say right? You don't know. You just assume right in the back.
Yeah.
Typical.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm going to go in the other room and see if Catherine can patch up the hole in my back from the knife. And we'll be right back with the next president of the United States, Kristen Burt. Have you enjoyed Minnesota's non-winter this year? Want to enjoy the warmth whenever you want? Two Minnesotans can help you live that dream. Matt Carlson from Realty One Group Destination Key West grew up in Litchfield, Minnesota. Started out helping his friends find homes locally and in Florida. And now he can help you. If you've considered living in the warmth of Florida, now is the time to reach out to your new friend in Realty, Matt Carlson. It's a buyer's market now, and your Minnesotan friend Matt can help you with a new home here or in the Florida Keys. And if you need some guidance with financing, Kristen Eklund from Coast to Coast Mortgage can help. Kristen is Matt's preferred lender, can finance anywhere in Florida, and like Matt is one of us, as she hails from the Sartell, Alexandria area. So, if you're looking at a new home in Minnesota, or maybe that second home or retirement place in Florida, trust your new local friends, contact Matt and Kristen. Visit onekeywest.com. That's onekeywest.com, or call Matt at 612-791-2345, 612-791-2345, and work with local professionals you can trust.
Hi guys, it's Chris Eggert from Channel 5 Morning News, along with my friends Megan Newquist and Ken Barlow. In the morning, we pride ourselves on sharing people's stories. I've been lucky enough to be part of this 5 Eyewitness News morning team for more than a decade now. This is where I've raised my kids and working alongside my friends for all these years. We're like a family too.
We are family, Chris. Working with you and Ken and Hannah, it is such an honor to help folks start their day every morning on Channel 5. We get to catch people up on the news that's happening, and Hannah is here to keep an eye on the traffic around town.
And when it comes to weather, I know people rely on me to plan their day and get their family out the door. Over the last 10 years, there are so many memories and so many laughs. I just love sharing the forecast alongside you guys.
I feel the same way, Ken. To all you who start your day with us here on Channel 5, we think of you as family too. Thanks for turning on 5 Eyewitness News in the mornings.
The new Tom Bernard Show is proud to have partners like Bradshaw & Bryant, MyPillow, and North American Banking Company founder, chairman, and president, Mike Bilski.
I've advertised on Tom's show for years, and the reason is simple. My business is recognized because of the ads, and that recognition has created growth. What business doesn't want to grow? I highly recommend the Tom Bernard Morning Show for your advertising.
Grow results for your business by partnering with the Tom Bernard Show. Visit TomBernardShow.com, keyword partner. You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Ladies and gentlemen, the next president of the United States, Kristen Burt, now joins us. Oh, yeah, you can't bow out. Nope, sorry, because you already got Jesse Ventura that might be running for vice president with Kennedy. You saw that, right?
I was listening to you guys the last segment. That is quite the choice.
Yeah, Jesse Ventura and Aaron Rodgers are the two people he's talking about. She just made a face. It was
wonderful. No.
I'm just saying KB2 for president. The signs, I can already see the signs popping up in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and actually around the world. Well, matter of fact, last week, some big fan of Kristen's who lives in Liverpool attacked me mercilessly. It was unbelievable. But you got friends all over the world. Now, when you could go to England and say, I can hook up with my buddy in Liverpool.
I've never met her. I've never been to London, so that's like one of the few places.
You'd love it.
Over Europe, I haven't been.
You will love it. Although Andy, at the time, I believe he was about 13 years old, and we were walking along in the Tower of London. They have all these, you know, what do they call those metal outfits they used to wear? The helmets and the metal arm, the armored suits or whatever they were called.
Yeah, like the knight type suits. Yeah.
Yeah, those. They were all metal and all right because he couldn't get stabbed or some deal, whatever. And Andy walked over to one of them. Now, you have to remember, he's 13 years old. He walks over and I go, God, he's really interested in that one particular statue. And because he's, you know, looking at the front, now he's going behind to look at it. As I'm looking over, he drops a fart. He didn't care about the statue or whatever, the suit of armor at all. He just didn't want to fart up in public, so he did it behind the statue. That's Sandy.
Very considerate of him.
That's a 13-year-old boy is what it is.
I know, you're right. Okay, so basically where we are right now is we have Kristen Burt for president, and then the vice president. Who do we have for vice president again, you guys? I forgot.
We were still kind of working on that.
Yeah,
we're still working on it. Maybe it was Tim Lammers, but we're not sure.
Tim Lammers, we're thinking about, yeah, Burt Lammers.
Okay.
By the way, Burt Lammers sounds like a game show host on ABC.
Burt Lammers, yeah.
Welcome to the game show.
Those old skinny mics.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so when you're president of the United States in another 8 months, what are you going to do?
My first order of business, to banish everyone in Congress and start anew.
That's exactly what we're looking for, sister. Now you got my vote already. You got one vote already. Just get rid of all these creeps. I think you could win. I'm just telling you, I think you could win.
Thank you. I don't know about that. I don't know if I really want the job. I don't think it pays enough. I don't think I want the stress. I don't want to age 30 years for 4 years in office. It's not a good trade.
Yeah, but at least we can have fun with it. Well, you're dying.
You can have fun with it. Well, I'm miserable.
You're miserable, and we're having a ball.
Well, and I don't want to know the secrets. I honestly don't, because I don't want to know how terrible our country is.
Well, all you got to do for the secrets is go in your garage and get all the documents like, you know, Trump and Biden do. How the hell do they get away with classified documents? They put them in the trunk of their car?
In my bathroom.
What? How the hell do you get to that point? It makes no sense.
They were in the Mar-a-Lago pool house storage area. They were in the bathroom. I mean, it's pretty bananas where some of these classified documents were.
Well, in Biden's garage, and he kept backing his car into him, that Corvette he loved so much, kept backing his car into classified documents. Well, didn't he reveal
Mike Pence had them. I mean, this to me means that, like, lots of presidents. I go back and look at Bush. There's probably a storage warehouse somewhere with Reagan and his secrets, even though he's no longer with us.
God, you are such a communist. Everybody you mentioned was a Republican. You won't rat out your own party. You're a commie.
Clinton. Do you want to start on Clinton?
Although I will tell
we'd
you.
We'd have a field day on Clinton.
I will tell you something. He was one of the best speakers we've ever had as a president. You can't even deny that.
He is extremely charismatic. I've met him before, and it is like you are the only person in the room. That charisma is probably what helped get him voted into the White House.
Okay, well, don't take this the wrong way, but you're an attractive woman, so I could understand why he would do that.
I wasn't looking for to be his White House intern. I'll tell you that much.
Yes, you were, you liar.
Liar. Monica Lewinsky, though.
Monica Lewinsky.
You know, Monica Lewinsky is really interesting. She is actually Amanda Knox. Do you remember Amanda Knox, the American who went over to Italy, was charged with the murder of her roommate? Monica Lewinsky is producing a scripted series about Amanda Knox's story. Monica has become this really big kind of Hollywood power player behind the scenes.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. She, when they did, when Ryan Murphy did the Clinton White House story, Monica, a couple years ago, she helped executive produce that, and it kind of opened doors for her. And she's been producing a lot of scripted shows, but that's her next big project.
Oh, by the way, for the people, because I've gotten a couple of messages, for those of you that are making Kristen Burt for president signs to put on your front lawn, make sure you take pictures of them so I can hold it up to Kristen Burt every morning to embarrass the piss out of her. It's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be wonderful. What, were you around when Mark Rosen ran for governor on the KQ Morning Show? No, probably not. You weren't old enough. That's true. But we ran Mark Rosen for governor, and he got 9,000 votes for governor on the KQ Morning Show. And then Jeff Passel, a few years later, same thing. Got about 9,000 votes because we ran him for governor, too. But we're running you for president.
For president. I'm going to be at that write-in vote.
Yeah, you're going to be the write-in vote. You could, you know, because you'll probably, I guarantee you, if you run for president, you will definitely beat out Kennedy.
I think so. I think I'm a little bit more sane than he is. I'm not going to lie.
Just a little bit more?
Yeah. I mean, I might even get a couple Kennedy family members to vote for me because they're not voting for him.
Are any of them still alive? God, a lot of them have died, haven't they? Even the son got killed in a plane crash.
Of that generation. I mean, but you've got like all of Carolyn Kennedy's kids.
Yeah, that's true.
Flossbergs. Yeah. And I don't know who really is out there because I don't live in Massachusetts anymore. So they don't like permeate my daily news story. I mean, the only thing that's permeating the daily headlines right now is the royal family and their disaster. So
a couple of fingers missing. But other than that, everything is good.
I don't know. You've got a couple of people missing, I think.
Oh, really? See, I don't know. I haven't paid much attention. Some about one guy only had three fingers on one hand. Why does anyone care about that? I don't get it.
I think with the royal family story is kind of coming back around. First of all, we've got Prince Harry and Meghan Markle now living in the United States. We've had their Prince Harry's memoir with number one nonfiction book last year. Plus, they had their Harry and Meghan Netflix docuseries. So they've gotten their side of the story out. Now, all of a sudden, that Queen Elizabeth has died, they're just falling apart under King Charles. And I think that what you're seeing is the royal family kind of dying in real time in terms of their structure, infrastructure. But you have King Charles sick, you have Kate Middleton sick, and nobody knows where Kate Middleton is. She has not been seen since Christmas Day. This has become like a national scandal. God. And they're throwing out photos saying like, here she is. Doesn't she look good? And it turns out it was a big photoshopped mess of different photos. And now you have the mainstream media covering this. It's not just like the niche outlets. It's not just the British tabloids. You have Stephen Colbert doing a whole segment on Prince William and his alleged affair with Rose Hanbury and just going through it line by line of like what's been alleged since 2019. You know what it is? The bottom line of this is PR. And if you don't have a crisis PR team in place, the story runs away from you. And we've seen that time and again in Hollywood. We're just watching it happen from a very normally buttoned up perspective. Now it's just, now they've become a Hollywood mess is all that's happening in London. Well,
one good thing about that is that nobody watches late night TV anymore, so they can say whatever the hell they want because nobody cares.
Everybody's watching the Stephen Colbert clip. It is going viral this morning.
But not the show.
Yeah. not the show, but the clip of the royal family. And that's exactly what's happening with any late night show these days.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily the whole show that people are watching, but there's a clip oftentimes that will go viral and get shared on social media.
They are the three worst hosts I've ever seen. They're terrible, all three of them. I mean, you had Johnny Carson was the best host of all time. There's no question about that. David Letterman, I think, did a good job. I didn't watch him very often because I had to get up at 3:15 in the morning, so I didn't get to see it very often.
Conan O'Brien was fantastic.
He was good.
I thought
he
was good. Arsenio Hall had a moment that was spectacular.
He was terrific. Great guy, too. He used to have him on the show all the time. Just a really nice guy. But, yeah, these three are just, they're not very good. That's it.
Jimmy Kimmel did a great job, I'll say, at the Oscars. That was probably his best hosting moment. That whole show was tight from start to finish.
And they had, the fourth worst audience of all time?
It was actually up this year.
I know.
It's been the highest rated worst. Since 2019. But nobody's watching award shows, you know what I mean? Because
I know.
ABC is not offering a streaming option. If not offering a streaming option, guess what?
Really?
Not that many people have broadcast. And we talked about this last week. I had to sign for YouTube TV to have a live option enable to watch and enable to work. Because otherwise, I wasn't watching the show.
I understand that. No question. We only got a couple of minutes left, and I want to get your take on this whole TikTok thing. What do you? I'm on Facebook because I just came back because people wanted me to, and I'm not going to go on all the formats and whatever. But what do you think of this whole TikTok thing? You think they will ban it in America?
I think that they're going to have a huge court fight if they try and ban it in America. And I was just listening to a legal podcast about this, and they were saying it's, you know, you're going into First Amendment rights and you're going to have a lot of people fighting it. They could force a sale to an American company. That's also an option. But I think, you know, if you're going to sit there and ban TikTok, you do have Meta, which is Facebook and Instagram.
Right.
And of course, you have Elon Musk's Twitter/X, whatever you want to call it. They are all taking our data and doing things in different ways.
God.
It's all the same situation. The problem is that TikTok obviously is owned by China, and that's where Congress is getting, all upset about it.
Right.
The podcast I was listening to, it's called The Powers That Be. They were saying they don't even think that the bill is going to make it out of the Senate.
So but it's not good that all these people are spying on us. And that's why, it's one of the reasons I stayed off social media for 12 years, you know?
Maybe you make legislation about privacy and data, but it has to include Meta.
I agree.
To include Snapchat. Yep. You can't just isolate TikTok and say, we're the ones, we're picking on you. And again, I get the, you know, political ramifications between the US and China, but in order to make it fair and make it legal, it has to be a for everyone policy.
And we're going to have a few guests coming up in the next couple of weeks on this show, and I wanted to hold off till now to tell you, because you were around, I believe, at that time. But Pat Miles is going to be on The Family Show, and then I'm going to get it edited down to like a 10-minute segment to put on this show. We got Don Shelby's going to come on. Don and I are very, very good friends. I love Don Shelby. You know Don?
I do.
I love
him. I think he filled in for you a couple times, too. So
he absolutely did. But I adore Pat Miles. She's just a sweetheart of a woman. You know, her husband died, and she wrote a book about it. So it's going to be a very happy and sad occasion when she's on, talking about losing her husband. Bucky Zimmerman was his name. Diana Pierce is going to be on from Channel 11. She used to be on Channel 11. I'm going to have all these news anchors on because I'd like to get their take, just like I get your take because you were around then. But their take of the news now, is the news being reported properly? Are there things that they're just covering up? Or are the things that are they more open than before? Because I don't know. Do you know?
I think we know more than we did before. And I think that's why people are more skeptical about our government and more skeptical about what's going on in the world, because we have more access to information. But you have to also be able to sort through the information and make sure that you're working with a solid source. You know, if your source is Facebook, that's not a solid source. If your source is something like Associated Press, you're getting the facts, and now you can make a judgment call on whether you're for, against, or somewhere in between.
I get to be the first one to say thank you for your time, Ms. President. What do you think?
Me too. I don't want to be president. I don't want the job. Tough, thank you very much.
Tough
hop. I'm rescinding your nomination.
You're in. You're already in. There's no question. She's waving it off. You big baby.
I know. How dare I?
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye. Thanks a lot. Bye. Kristen Burt, ladies and gentlemen. Kristen Burt Entertainment News brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabankco.com. Oh, good. You finally took her down. Whether she wants to or not, she's running for president. I don't care what she says. You know. You see what I'm saying? Kristen Burt Entertainment News brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Hell of a show again today, fellas. I think I love the fact how the show's kind of coming together, everybody contributing, ridiculing the piss out of the rest of the world.
Yep.
Is there anything we can do about her signal breaking up? Is that on her end?
That was on her end, and I noticed that she was not, unless she really renovated her closet, I don't think she was in her closet today. So
no.
I think it was just she was in a different location.
Yeah, it looked maybe like potentially a hotel, like maybe she's traveling, doing reporting.
Yeah.
So she's already touring to run for president? Is that what you're saying?
I think she's trying to keep it under the radar. That's why she's denying it.
It's probably like the California caucus or something like that.
Ask not. I want to hear her say that. I really do.
What your streaming service can watch for you.
That works for me, no question. But yeah, we had a lot of really great guests coming up on the show, no question about that. And it just, I guess it took me about, I don't know, 6-9 months to get back in the swing of things after, you know, after being off the air for a year or whatever the hell it was. I don't even know what it was, but seriously, I'm having a ball, so that's great. And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Talk to you then.
See you.
Thanks a lot.